As I chew, I'm getting more and more strength. And I was sitting back there and something said, don't go off. And I said, and I heard you say, don't be bashful. It's a family reunion. So I decided to come forward because I know it's for the glory of God.
I know my God has made the way for me. I know my God has made the way for me.
Today is your day to receive your healing. Join Gloria Copeland as she leads you in a special prayer and confession for your total restoration and wholeness on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Now, get ready to receive.
Malachi 3 says, for I am the Lord and I change not. God's always healed his people. New Testament, we're certainly healed. Jesus now has borne our sicknesses and carried our diseases. And by his stripes, we were healed. Let's look at Psalm 103, who redeems thy life from destruction. Forget not his benefits. He forgiveth all of our iniquities, healeth all our diseases, redeems our life from destruction, crowns us with loving kindness. Now we should be, after all that, we should be in this position. I'm here today and I'm crowned with loving kindness. Oh, hallelujah. We depend on the Word of God. We don't depend on anything else. We trust God. We depend on Him, but we trust Him. We refuse to have fear. Fear of death. Fear that this sickness is going to kill me. Fear that I don't have enough money. Fear of this. Fear of that. No, we're not fear people. We're faith people. We believe God. And we will be even as it, we believe it will be even as it is told me in the Word of God. My God meets my needs, not just barely, but liberally, according to Washington, D.C. No. According to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. That's where the deposits are. Now, if you've never been a tither, if you've never been a sower, if you don't have any deposits up there, well, repent and straighten up. You say, now, yeah, but now I don't have any money. Well, if you've got a dollar, give it away. If you've got 50 cents, give it to somebody. Get moving. Give, and it'll be given unto you. If you don't have a dollar, go get something. Get a pot and a pan. Get a piece of you know, something to wear, get clothes, get something. If you don't have any clothes, you should have stayed home this morning. But if you're here and we see you, we'll get you covered up. We are faith people. We believe the Word of God. This morning when we pray for healing, we're going to not just pray for healing, we're going to take healing. We're going to receive healing. When we pray today, we're going to receive it just like we know to do by faith. And once we receive it, when we believe we receive it, we don't ever change. Amen? Glory to God. So faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. The scripture says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Amen. I am the Lord, I change not. All things work together for good for those that love the Lord. Psalm 103 tells us that we're not to forget any of his benefits. Any of his benefits. He satisfies our mouth with good, so our youth is renewed like the eagles. Let's believe to stay. Well, someday we're going to leave the body and it's going to die. But let's believe to stay with our youth renewed like the eagles. Strong, intact, our mental capacity intact, our legs working, our arms working, our heart working, our liver working, our kidneys working, our eyes working, everything working. Glory to God. I'm healed every day. We don't get just healed when we have a symptom of sickness and disease. We're healed. Glory to God. We are the healed. We're not the sick trying to get well. We're the healed And Satan and sickness is trying to get on our bodies. But we're healed. By His stripes, we were healed, glory to God. Hallelujah. Surely He has borne our griefs, sicknesses, weaknesses, and distresses. Surely He did it. Carried our sorrows and pains, but He was wounded for our sins, our transgressions. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquity. The chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon Him. And with the stripes that wounded Him, we are healed. We are healed. We are healed. Say, I are healed.
I are healed.
I are healed.
I are healed.
We are healed and made whole. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Length of days, according to Proverbs 3, we have length of days and long life. Let's look at Psalm 91, how to live. How long do you live? We live until verse 16. With long life will I satisfy Him. Now, you can't be satisfied with life and be in the hospital. You can't be satisfied with life and be in pain and discomfort and sickness and disease. That's not satisfying. We don't want to live a long time all laid up, do we? No, this says, with long life, or length of days in the margin, I will satisfy Him and show Him my salvation, my deliverance, my healing. Salvation is all those things. It's deliverance from sin. It's a deliverance from the curse. We're saved. Glory to God. Saved from sickness, disease. Saved from a short life. Saved from accidents. Believe God. You know, you ought not go out in the world without praying. Every day you ought to stand for you ought to spend time with God. Get things, if you've got things that you did yesterday that are bothering you, repent of it. Get rid of it. Don't let it hang around. God already knew it. You're just getting rid of it. Hallelujah. And then believe God. Believe God when you get in your car. Pray over your car. And plead the blood of Jesus when you get in your car. And the 91st Psalm. Get the 91st Psalm in your mouth for protection. And stay on the... Don't just think about spiritual things when you're in church. Or, you know, every once in a while. Or even just when you're reading the Bible. Think about the laws of the Spirit and what makes them work. And what makes them work for you and against you all the time. And think about, and talk to the Lord about your safety and protection. And I tell you the truth, I don't have any fear of anything. I don't have any fear of wrecks or sickness or disease or anything. I don't have any fear of that. But I just think it's good business to pray. Isaiah 53 tells us that healing is a done deal. The King James says, surely, Isaiah 53:4, surely He has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed Him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace, our shalom, our nothing missing, nothing broken, was upon Him. And with the stripes, with His stripes, we are healed. Not we're going to be healed. We are healed. Jesus bore. I want to read to you in the Amplified. Isaiah 53. Surely He has borne our griefs, sicknesses, weaknesses, and distresses. Even our distresses. And carried our sorrows and pains. If you're in pain this morning, Jesus bore that pain for you. You have every right to go free from pain today. It's not supposed to be on you. You know, I was reading this great book by Brother Roberts. Somebody sent it to Ken and I grabbed it. But it's an old book. I hope it's still in print. If it is, you ought to get it. And it's a book that he wrote many, many years ago, back in the tent meeting days. And I meant to bring it today to read you some of it, and I forgot it. But But I had used this little boy as in my healing messages before, and I'd forgotten about it. I just somehow had forgotten about it. But in the book, he had a picture of him, and his name was Willie. And he had been born with, he was born with a short leg. And he had to wear a shoe on one leg that was about, he had a picture of it in there, it was about this big. And you know how a young boy would hate to be able, not to be able to run and do the things that he had always done. And this was, I think the name of the book, if you want to see if you can get it, is, I think it was The Greatest Miracles I've Ever Seen, or the 10 or 12 Greatest Miracles I've Ever Seen. Anyway, he had Willie's story in there. And Willie believed God. He heard that Brother Roberts, they heard that Brother Roberts was coming with the big tent to their area. And Willie, this little boy, I think he was about 11 years old, he believed God, and he just took hold of it. And Brother Roberts, he was the last one for Brother Roberts to pray for. In those days, they had an invalid tent, and in there were the, you know, the stretcher people and all the people that can manipulate the crowds and so on. And Willie was in there. Well, Brother Roberts had prayed. He had prayed for so many people out in the big meeting. He'd prayed for so many people in the tent. He was just exhausted. And so he finally got to what he thought was the last person. And he prayed for that one, and then he zipped out the door. He started to zip out the door. Well, Willie was there, but he didn't see him. And Willie said, I'm supposed to be healed today. As Brother Roberts walked by, I think he might have even have touched him or caught his coat or something. Anyway, he said, I'm supposed to be healed today. Little Willie had been this way now. I think he was 10 years old. And he had come with his little heart just believing God it was his day. And Brother Roberts, he almost talked like he didn't have a prayer left in him. It had been hours that he'd been praying for people, as I recall. And Willie grabbed his coat. And Willie had faith. Brother Roberts, it sounded like he was kind of slowed down and you know, not too much with it. But Willie had in his heart, I'm supposed to be healed today. And little Willie wasn't going to let that go. So Brother Robert stopped and he prayed for him, just prayed a quick little prayer. And little Willie's leg, his leg began to grow out. And it grew out instantly, zip. And little Willie's leg was normal. And now little Willie could play football and he could do all those things. But he had faith. He had faith. He had faith. And he had only heard about Brother Roberts. He hadn't studied the word on healing. He didn't know things that I'm telling you today. He just heard that people got healed down there. And he took it. And he said, I'm supposed to be healed today. He came to receive. Now, when I pray for you today, that's the way I want you to be. You're supposed to be healed today. You're supposed to be healed. Say, I'm supposed to be healed today. And I receive my healing today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, all of us, we're going to, even if you're not being prayed for today, we're going to believe for that today. We're going to believe that everybody who comes up here is supposed to be healed today. Everybody who's out in that crowd when we pray is supposed to be healed today. Whatever the day is, that's the day. You're supposed to be healed. Hallelujah. I'm not the healer, but I know the healer. And you know the healer. And we've looked at the word and we know what God says about these things. He so wanted you healed, he sent Jesus himself to bear your sicknesses and carry your diseases so that you could be made whole today. You could have had it yesterday, but it takes faith. And we're all together today and we're all believing God. We're believing God for miracles, for restoration, for healing, for deliverance. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Are you ready? We've already found out that Jesus himself bore our sicknesses and carried our diseases. And by his stripes we were healed. And that we've already found out that God wants us to live long and live strong. So we're in agreement with God. And he's in agreement with us. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's just have a word of prayer. And then let's just wait. Stay seated now. Let's just say this. Everybody that's believing to receive your healing this morning, you need healing, you believe you receive it this morning, you stand up. You stand up. Glory to God. Is that all of you? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, God's got healing for all of us. Well, you know, most everybody needs something. And there's no reason to go without. Not when Jesus already, I mean, if just your little toe hurts, there's no reason for you to go through life with a little toe hurting when Jesus bore that pain for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, you just pray this prayer after me. Lord Jesus,
I believe
that you are the healer.
That
you yourself
bore my sicknesses
and carried my diseases.
And by your stripes,
I was healed. If I was healed,
I am healed.
And I receive my on your head. Be healed.
Be healed.
Be healed.
Be healed.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I take it.
I rebuke every symptom.
I'll never again have those symptoms.
Because Jesus himself
has made me whole. Glory to God. Now rejoice. I thank you, Lord. I praise you.
You couldn't do.
If you couldn't move something, move it.
Glory to God. Stretch it out there. Glory to God.
Say, I'm healed.
I'm healed.
I'm healed.
I'm healed.
I'm healed.
I'm healed.
To the glory of God.
Jesus is my healer.
Supposed to be healed today. I'm so glad I know how to take it. Take it, I take it, I take it, I take it. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I rebuke every sickness and every disease. I command you to leave this people in the name of Jesus. I command eyes to see, ears to hear, pain to be gone, tumors to shrivel up, cancer, we rebuke you in Jesus' name. I rebuke the spirit life in cancer and I command it to die and come out of you in the name of Jesus. I speak to crippled limbs and I command you to be healed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I rebuke asthma in the name of Jesus. All kind of breathing diseases, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. You breathe and be normal in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray for your heart to be healed. Heart, be healed in the name of Jesus. Be restored. Arteries be open in the name. Blood clots disappear and dissipate in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. We praise you. We bless you. Any kind of paralysis, you go in the name of Jesus. Our feet were made for walking in Jesus' name. Our arms are made for using in the name of Jesus. I pray for eyes. Eyes are healed. Ears are healed. Glory to God. We're healed from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. I rebuke every kind of bone disease. I rebuke arthritis in the name of Jesus. I rebuke every sickness, every disease that could come upon you. Every one of them. It says in the Bible, if they're not even mentioned in the deliverance there, that list, that they're included. Every sickness. It could be a new disease I never heard of, but God knows it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo! Let's worship Him. Thank you, Lord. We thank you. We praise you. We bless you. We worship you. We glorify you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Every tumor gone in the name of Jesus. Check yourself out. Do what you couldn't do before. If you couldn't bend over, bend over. If you couldn't touch the floor, touch the floor. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is healing day. Jesus always comes to healing school.
Living well and stepping up to the good life is part of God's plan for you. He wants you to experience a meaningful life and enjoy wholeness, health, and blessings every day. Experience God's best with this 3-pack of resources included in the God Wants You Well package. Start your journey to wholeness as you join Gloria Copeland on an intensive study through God's Word. God Wants You Well. Her 2-CD teaching reveals the Heavenly Father's heart towards healing and how you can be vibrant, enjoy your life, and fulfill God's purpose for you. Her mini book, Steps to the Good Life, shows you how to live long, strong, and in the fullness of God's blessings right here, right now. Strength and Beauty, In the Presence of the Healer, a music CD by Sarah Hart Pearsons, sets the atmosphere for you to receive your healing and experience God's love for you as you take a step towards maximum health and wholeness. Now is the time for you to be well and living the good life.
Order the God Wants You Well package today at kcm.org. This new package includes the CD series God Wants You Well and the mini book 3 Steps to the Good Life by Gloria Copeland. You'll also receive a worship CD by Sarah Hart Pearsons, Strength and Beauty in the Presence of the Healer, all for just $18. To order, call 800-600-7395. Or for additional product discounts and 48-hour processing, and for these and other ministry resources from Kenneth Copeland, go to kcm.org.
Out and you can already tell it. You can do something you couldn't do before. We want you to give your testimony this morning. And come forward. Don't be bashful. It's just the family here today. So,
hi, Gloria. This is Fran Gravitz from Washington, D.C. It's her first healing service, and she is so glad she came. She was diagnosed with jaw and bone disease. Painful chewing, couldn't move her jaw. When you prayed, she felt instant strength, relief, pain-free in her jaw and her bones.
Woo! Glory to God!
Here is the testimony. Get a close-up of chewing this gum. Look at that.
I'm not going to stop chewing it either. I'm not being disrespectful in church, but I'm not going to stop chewing on this.
And as we were praying, I said, well, let me just move over and see if I can do it over here. And it does not hurt. And as I chew, I'm getting more and more strength. And I was sitting back there and something said, don't go off. And I said, and I heard you say, don't be bashful. It's a family reunion. So I decided to come forward because I know it's for the glory of God. But I refuse to sit down because He's done this for me.
Yes,
and I'm so thankful today. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Lord, hallelujah.
Isn't that good? It's important to be able to eat and not hurt. Hallelujah. Praise God for Fran's healing. She was healed.
By his stripes, you were healed. Just like I shared today about Willie, he knew he wanted to be healed. He told Oral Roberts, this little boy is famous. He told Oral Roberts, I'm supposed to be healed today. I remember that situation now. Brother Roberts walked by through him, and I think it might have been at a tent meeting, but I'm not 100% sure of that. And he said to him, little Willie said, I'm supposed to be healed today. Hallelujah. Well, you're supposed to be healed today. I'm supposed to be healed today. Jesus bore our sicknesses, carried our diseases, and we are healed. Hallelujah. Say this, I believe I receive my healing. I take healing in my body. I am healed from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. Glory to God. Now, you do that. You don't have to wait for me to be on TV to say that to you. You learn at the first symptom of sickness and disease, you take your healing. Don't take the sickness. Say, I know, no, I'm not taking that. Now, we've got some things to help you here. Three steps to good life. God wants you well. This is the God Wants You Well package. And this is Sarah Pearson's CD, a music CD to help you just to be a blessing to you. Allow the Word of God and the music in this package to minister to you, to help you stand for your healing, and keep your heart full of the Word of God. Put the Word of God in your eyes and your ears. Stay strong. Don't just wait till sickness or problems come and then go get your Bible. The best way to live is to be in the Word every day. Feed your spirit every day the Word of God. Watch the broadcast. Watch other broadcasts that preach you the Word. Stay up. And the first sign of a symptom, say, no, you don't. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke you. Learn to live by faith. Hallelujah. Be sure and join Ken next Sunday. He'll be here with some great word. This is Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For today's broadcast on DVD or CD, our product offer, or for more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit our website at kcm.org. While you're online, you'll discover a resource of faith-based teaching and free information to help you find the answers you're looking for. If you need prayer, call Kenneth Copeland Ministries prayer line today. When you walk by faith, everything is going to be all right. Come to these exciting meetings. Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher welcome you to the Behind the Mission Weekend, April 8th and 9th in Charlotte, North Carolina. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland will be in Langley, British Columbia for the Canada Victory Campaign, May 12th through 14th at the Langley Events Center. The Southwest Believers Convention will be the 4th through 9th of July, 2011 at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. For more information, go to kcm.org.